Hello and welcome to The Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. That was the sound of the old town of Peshawar, a city located in northwestern Pakistan, not far from the Afghan border. It's a bustling place, with almost 2 million people, over 98% of whom are Muslims. Around 2,000 years ago, another religion flourished here, Buddhism. Invasion by the Greeks, led by Alexander the Great, followed by Indian kings with a fondness for Buddhism, led to a unique Indo-Greek Buddhist culture called Gandhara. Situated at the crossroads of ancient trading routes, Buddhism spread from here to Central and East Asia. Today, some of the riches of this civilization can be found at the Peshawar Museum in the form of beautiful stone sculptures excavated by British archaeologists. One such statue is of Buddha, standing on his feet and measuring 3 meters tall. The 2,000-year-old figure made the journey to Switzerland, and Swiss Info's South Asia specialist, Anand Chandrasekhar, went to have a look.
The Buddha from the Peshawar Museum is the centerpiece of an exhibition in Zurich on the spread of Buddhism. I got a guided tour by Rietberg Museum curator Johannes Belz. The exhibition begins with a video explaining the spread of Buddhism. The first exhibit visitors see is the huge Gandhara Buddha statue. The grey stone sculpture is surrounded by a black backdrop. Its prominent placement was intentional.
The idea is not only that it's the biggest, the biggest object in the exhibition, but you know, here you see the Buddha, he speaks to people, he is not in meditation pose, he is approachable, he is has a big visual impact, you know, and he looks also very Western in a sense, you know, because Gandhara was at the juncture of Asian and Mediterranean art and culture, you know.
Despite the pride of place accorded to the Buddha from Pakistan, Belz is not completely happy with the arrangement.
We should have positioned him a little bit higher. You know, if you look carefully, you see that his legs are a bit short compared to his head. But this is because of the perspective. You're supposed to look at the statue from below, right? And then the head has to be bigger. This is something stonemasons did in the past. You know, that's how European cathedrals and big temples function. You know, it's you have to change the proportion of the human body.
This effect could not be achieved as the exhibition hall was too small. There was not enough room to bring in a crane that could lift the statue on a pedestal. Despite the limitations, the Buddha looks at home in its new surroundings. Standing upright with his right hand raised in blessing, the sculpture exudes serenity. It's hard to imagine a little over 100 years ago, the statue was buried in the soil. A team of British archaeologists excavated it in 1909 from Sari Balol, now a World Heritage Site. The statue still holds some secrets. Staff at the Rietberg Museum made a minor discovery when cleaning the Buddha.
We cleaned it carefully and discovered even some traces of pigments. Pigments of gold, we found pigments of red and blue color.
The rather austere-looking sculpture had a colorful past. While experts can only speculate on how the Buddha might have originally looked like, it does confirm that the Gandharans had a taste for colorful objects. The pigments were not the only surprise from the statue. When a team led by a Swiss stone conservator were preparing to move the Buddha from the Peshawar Museum, they were confronted with an unexpected obstacle.
But the Buddha was fixed in the wall, and this was something we also didn't expect. The idea from the guys in Peshawar was, no, it's not fixed, we could see it moves, you just take it off. And then we had the tripod and we tried to manage it and we said, and go, and it didn't. You know, we said, no, this is, we will break the sculpture. Stop it. I was terrified. I mean, it became a huge construction site.
The statue had been attached by means of rods to the wall when it was first installed over 100 years ago. Peshawar is in an earthquake-prone zone, and it is likely that the measure was to prevent the Buddha from toppling over and getting damaged because of a tremor. The team had to carefully separate the statue by demolishing sections of the museum wall. The recently laid wooden floor also had to be removed to fix a tripod that would carry the weight of the freed Buddha. Once free, the statue had to be transported by plane to Zurich via Dubai and arrived in the nick of time for the exhibition.
I'm not someone who gives up easily, but there were moments where even I got confused and I wasn't sure that we would do it in the right time for the opening. We had phone calls at 6 o'clock in the morning and late night. The Buddha arrived 2 days before the exhibition opened, you know, and this is for Swiss planning, not normal. My team would have liked to have the Buddha 10 days before here, you know, at least.
The total cost of moving the Buddha came to around 30,000 Swiss francs. The project helped open the doors to a more formal cultural collaboration agreement between Switzerland and Pakistan. Other projects in the pipeline include a workshop for museum officials in Pakistan and an exhibition of contemporary Pakistan miniature paintings at the Rietberg Museum.
This loan is important on so many levels, you know, going from changing the perception of Pakistan here in Switzerland, saying, listen, it's not only Taliban and bombing. There's somewhere, something else in Pakistan. There's this culture, this Buddhism. And the Buddha will change things in Pakistan, I hope, you know, the understanding how to deal with objects, thinking about special exhibitions, sending objects. It's learning by doing, you know. Sooner or later, the museum partner in Pakistan will professionalize.
It's also clear that Bells has a soft spot for the Buddha from Peshawar. So much so that he even talks to it.
What I like most is to go and see the Buddha early morning or late evening when no one is there, when the museum is closed, so I can speak to him. I ask him what he thinks about his stay in Zurich and what he thinks about traveling going back to Peshawar.
That was the Rietberg Museum curator, Johannes Belz, in conversation with Swiss Info's Anand Chandrasekhar. The Buddha is now back at home in Pakistan. If he could talk, he might well have something to say about his trip to Switzerland. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more stories about how Swiss culture and current affairs connect with the rest of the world. We produce this podcast about Swiss projects and newsmakers about once a month, so check back in a few weeks for the next one. Or better yet, subscribe to the Swiss Connection to be sure you don't miss it. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Danny Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.